And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
A little torn. I don't know if I like or don't like that one.
It's very
AI-y. Kind of folksy. Yeah, but it's kind of
folksy. Feels very Hey There, Delilah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City?
Hey, Justin, let me introduce you before you start talking. Justin Danger Nunley is joining us, and his beautiful wife, Crystal, is here. Hello, Crystal. Good morning. Afternoon.
Good morning.
Hey, Crystal.
He didn't say hi to me. He just said hi to you.
I know.
Oh, sorry about that. How long have you guys been married?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
How long have we been married?
Almost 17 years.
How did he propose to you?
With a ring?
In my living room.
Oh, did he do the knee thing?
Yeah.
Did you ask your parents for permission or dad?
Yeah, I asked old Steve.
Steve?
I said, Steve, I've taken a liking to your daughter.
Steve, I guess you're wondering why I'm here. Yeah. And how long did you guys date before you did that? Wow, do you?
Honestly.
Like, oh, what?
Oh, yeah. We want to know. Let's go.
Was this we need to get married?
Well, let's preface. No, 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 no.
Well,
no,
that's fine.
No,
I mean,
no. She's a good Christian lady.
Uh-huh. I didn't say anything about that. I'm just saying, possibly. There are good Christian ladies who also have premarital sex.
There's good Christian ladies that be fornicating out there, you know? To preface this, though, we've known each other our whole lives. Right, we went to church together.
Y'all brother and sister?
No. We are. I'm from Alabama. She's not. So, okay. Yeah, that wouldn't fly.
You're safe. All right, okay, so.
How PG is this podcast?
It's whatever you want it to be.
I mean, it's
you know what the Alabama state motto is, don't you?
If you can't keep it in your pants, keep it in the family.
The closer kin, the deeper in. Roll Tide.
Oh, wow. Well,
you can edit that out if you want to.
Nope.
Hey, Crystal. Crystal, do you remember going, wow, that ring isn't that great?
Yeah. I was so ready for the romantic. Oh my gosh, you've known each other your whole life.
I know.
Church. Yeah. Yay.
You don't think staying in Alabama, don't you?
I wanted to believe in true love, and then this happens. And then, yeah. He goes way off track.
Y'all know what relative humidity is? I mean, there's all kinds of them. There's just many.
I forgot about the relative humidity joke. Yeah,
that's guys, funny. We have lots of. Of those jokes.
Well, you know, this is actually a first. Y'all are making history here. Groundbreakers.
Oh, what?
Right, with your, not just because of the folk song opening, but this is the first time Crystal has been on a podcast with me.
It
what?
Is.
Over all the podcasts that
True
I've
story.
Done.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So when he started doing all the TikTok stuff, like, do you remember the very first one he did? Or did he do it on his own, like, secretly?
I don't know if I remember the very first one, but I remember, I remember when he started. He used to tell me jokes.
That's how I started out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would always say, hey, here, let's do it real quick. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Crystal, you want to hear a joke?
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't care. And then I would tell the joke.
Okay. I remember those.
And then he would tell it anyway.
Yeah. And then I was like, she would get mad because I was like, hey, we need to do a video. And then I was like, the hell with it. I'll figure out how to do it on my own.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I did. Which she's like an Easter egg, too, because people love it when she comes in and catches me watching something.
Well, sometimes I'll see videos of you guys, and you'll be like in the kitchen, and the kids are in the kitchen, you guys are cooking or something. And
I'm
like,
not cooking.
And nobody wants to have anything to do with you. Like, it makes me laugh. They're like, you're almost like a ghost. You're invisible.
He's here doing this again.
Oh, yeah. But now it's like it turned into a thing. Like, when did you realize, Crystal, wow, this actually might be something?
I mean, pretty soon he got a lot of followers really fast, and then he started getting invited to like really cool stuff.
It was mainly country stuff.
Yeah, and NASCAR events, and
I mean anything a redneck would love. Yeah. You know, NHRA, Monster Jam, NASCAR,
and they would call and ask you to go do stage stuff or something like just show up,
just
be there,
just to come.
Mm-hmm.
You were a decoration, like just show up and just
candy.
Be there.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
he's a trophy husband, Crystal.
I've been trying to tell her this for years. My God, I had to dye my beard for that. I should do that. Me and Cletus should do that instead of, did I shave my legs for this? Did I dye my beard for this?
For that. Yeah. I hear that you've gotten glasses and you have AIDS?
No, hearing AIDS.
Hearing AIDS.
That's what you get from a deaf chick is hearing AIDS, right? Or phone sex. Hearing aids.
You know your wife is right here. Right?
Yeah. She's used to it. She's used to it. You should hear some of the stuff she be saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If we told, she'd have to go up front during the invitation song on Sunday. You know?
Did you guys move? Like, you moved into did you build a new house?
No.
Is it the same house? You just expanded?
We did move to a different house since he really took off. We moved to.
It worked out perfect.
The neighbors wanted you out.
Well, not the neighbors. The family wanted me out because I've got two kids, right? They're 9 or 10 and 14 now.
No.
They're not?
Oh my God.
How old are these kids?
They're 11 and 14.
I knew that. I was just seeing if you was paying
Almost
attention.
Almost 15.
Garrett,
yes.
You're supposed to help me here. I would always, you know, kids are loud. They like to play and stuff or, you know, watching TV. And I was always recording in the bedroom.
Yes.
And I would be like, y'all got to be quiet for a minute, right? And sometimes...
Turn the TV off.
Yeah, turn the TV off, mute it, whatever you got to do, right? So when we move, you know, I've got the mother-in-law suite out back, you know? So I've turned it into a studio, so...
There's no noise now.
No noise.
So he just goes out there and does all of his stuff. And
dude, you know, there's all the Easter eggs. By the way, if you're not following him on socials, whatever you're on, Justin Danger Nunley, find him, follow him, all that kind of stuff. But I like all the little Easter eggs, like what shoes you're wearing, if you're wearing shoes, if they've matched. Sometimes the socks will be different.
How many shoes?
Just wears one shoe.
How many body bags?
Yeah.
I mean, where the body bags are, how they're arranged. Do you just step over the body bags or do you walk around them? I mean, it's those little nuances are what make the videos fun.
And nobody's picked up on the fact sometimes I wear two watches. I'll wear a watch on each wrist.
Oh my God.
But I never show them at the same time. I'll always raise this hand and then I'll raise this hand. And nobody's picked up on it yet. I'm waiting.
I've never picked up on that.
Yeah. Well,
what a dumb life you're living.
It's
stupid. Did you just hear what you just said?
It's dumb.
Did you just really hear what you just said?
Yeah. Yeah.
And right now there's two body bags just sitting in patio chairs on our back porch.
Did y'all see the video when the cops came over to my house?
Uh-uh. No.
Yeah.
So
somebody swatted you?
No. No, but what did the cops come over
there
for?
There was a kid in the neighborhood that had broke into something, and they were trying to find him.
So they said, hey, we think that he might have came over your back fence back here, right? Can we come back? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Come on back. So I let him in the back. And I had done a video earlier that night, and I had the body bags laid around the pool. The cop comes in, and I didn't even think to say anything to him. And he immediately goes to the body bags and starts investigating and, like, kicking around on them and stuff. Like, have we found a serial killer?
Don't tell us what's in the body bags. I don't want it revealed.
Best.
I really don't want
it revealed. What a great reveal. Some 15-year-old jumps over the fence. Yeah. And it's like they've got some guy who has killed 30 people.
Well, and you remember the flashlight, this like 300,000 lumens
that
I have?
Yeah, yeah.
I blinded the cop with that flashlight because he couldn't see good enough back there in the backwoods. And I was like, oh, dude, I
got
prepared for this situation. I hit it, and about the time I hit it, he looked back at me, and it was like the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many toys do you have? You have that? You got the
Too
flame?
Too many.
Crystal, what's your most annoying?
Too many.
Toy that he has.
I don't know. That light is really annoying.
The light's fun.
Yeah. He just has a lot of stuff. The flamethrower's pretty annoying too.
How is it annoying?
Now, do you work, Crystal?
It's very
women,
hot.
Man.
It's very hot. Yes, I'm a preschool teacher.
That's the best.
Her parents love when they get put in her room. They're like, oh, you're Justin's wife.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. The ones that know who he is.
Are you like like, I don't even know where you guys live.
Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
So it's
I tell everybody that, but it's not really Fort Walton Beach.
Okay.
Because people keep coming by my house.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Seriously?
Don't come by my house.
We'll just leave it at Fort Walton. The cops know where he is, and he's got body bags. Those are for
it's
everybody
unnerving
that's come by his
when
house.
People come by. I don't know what your intentions are. We had to have a guy arrested earlier last year. For stalking, like 4 felony charges. It's wild. People are crazy. I'm telling you, people are wild.
Does it kind of make you feel like a superstar?
There is a dude that literally drove from Colorado to Florida just to see me. Pulled up in the driveway, and I guess he thought we was going to have a beer or something. I was like, we're not doing this right now. What are you doing, man?
Wow. He couldn't understand that?
No, and I felt bad for him, but at the same time, I'm like,
I'm
like Clint Eastwood, get off my
lawn. Could you tell like something was wrong with him?
No, I don't think there was anything wrong with it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He may not have had bad intent. It's just he didn't think far enough to go,
how's this look?
Well, yeah, like Justin doesn't know me. Right, but I know him. It's it really is.
I've said that. Yes, there is everybody knows me, and I don't know anybody.
That's okay. So that's the weird thing. So I'm single now. Carson also single. So we're out on the dating world.
Are y'all
the
ready to make an announcement?
No,
is that what we're doing here?
No. What I was going to say is. she would kill me. What I was going to say is anytime you start to see somebody and they find out what you do, they start listening. I know you had it with the last guy you were seeing.
Last guy I dated, listen, and he would make, like, he got mad at something Big D said about him. And here I am trying to placate a dude I've spent 6 hours with total.
Oh, my
whereas
Lord.
Big D, I've known for a decade.
Did you defend me?
Of course I did.
Thank you.
The imbalance.
Is
just
he
say,
here anymore? No. Is Big D still here? Yes.
The imbalance of the way that people feel that they know you compared to your knowledge of them. Same thing on our situations. It's such a weird thing. Big D with your neighbors. I mean, whomever it may be, if you have any online presence or any broadcast presence or whatever your thing is, it puts you at a disadvantage big time because these people know so much about you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they feel like they have the right to just show up and be at your house and be like, hey, let's have a beer.
Well, and I've explored the like what is it that I'm doing that's causing this or whatever, because other friends that are in the same space as me, they don't have this problem.
I'll tell you what it is.
What?
It's you're so likable.
Yeah.
And you're so approachable.
Right.
Just naturally.
And there's a genuineness.
Yeah, yes.
That I really feel that, like, who I see is who I get, which makes me think we could be friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the mentality.
We are. We're besties.
I'm going to say that now, and then I'm going to show up at y'all's house. No.
Yeah.
I mean,
get off my lawn.
But, you know, we get all that kind of stuff like you're saying. I had a guy who would send me text messages. Oh, he would talk about my gaudy beard.
Hey, talking about his goatee.
I love your gaudy beard. And I
was,
and
he would
send,
beard.
He, thank you. He would send like,
took him 30 years to grow it.
Man, 2 years, but still, not that that's any better. Excuse me. It's 2 years. I looked back and he was sending like, I don't know, 40 text messages a morning.
Was he ever sending any pictures? With
he did.
Him?
He started sending pictures. He started. Well, I couldn't
like
tell what it was.
Explicit pictures?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it was. It was just hair and crevices.
I've gotten some of those before from dudes, and I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. It was.
And
skin
I couldn't even tell
and
what
hair.
It was skin,
things,
and I could tell. Like, you know how some guys are like, and you'll like bend your elbow, and you're like, yeah, look at that. It looks like a butt or whatever.
They don't call you Big D for nothing.
Yeah. Well, they do, but. And he was so hairy and just would send me. And I'm like, I'm turning my head sideways. Like, is it this way? I don't even know what this is. And I was like, hey, buddy. What was his name? Brian? He was like, I was like, hey, Brian, you can't be sending me. I didn't because.
So he got your phone number.
Well, he's on the show.
Text,
he's listening
they
on the show.
Into the show.
They can text into the show. Mm. Yeah, not my phone. Not my. It's on our show stuff.
Well, Gary LaVox leaked my number.
He did?
Yes.
Like,
did.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, that wasn't a stunt?
No.
Okay, because...
That wasn't a stunt. I've had that same phone number since I was 18. I was like, bro, what
did
are you,
change
you doing?
It? Did you skip it?
Is this why you have two phones?
I'll tell y'all fair what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's well, anyway,
a whole
we
story
behind calling,
that I'll tell y'all
We
fair.
Ended up calling the guy.
It was great
We called
radio.
Him on the air. Oh, it was the best. Here's the biggest tease ever.
Look at Crystal. Crystal's like, what?
I was talking about it on the air. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what he's sending me. The hairy pictures of stuff. I don't even know what this is. And I said, you know what? And Bob was like, you need to call him. I go, you know what? We're going to call my stalker next. And went to a break.
That's probably the worst thing you can do.
And I'm just thinking, there's like people like going into work are like, well, I'm going to be late. I'm going to hear this. Call the guy. He's like, hey, Big D. I was like, hey, listen, Brian. You can't send me pictures, okay? And I need you. And Bubba's like, he's not your friend, okay? I'm like, dude, stop.
I was trying.
You know, you
not,
always one bite at the bar.
He may be homicidal. What are you doing?
You know, you always get a guy at the bar. He's like, he'll take you. He will. He'll beat you down right now. And I was like, dude, calm down.
I wanted to make sure he didn't mess with my boy.
I'm over here like FBI, you know. Hey, we're on the same team, buddy. No, we're not. And so something told me. And he was like, I like your beard, Big D. I'm like, okay, listen, you can't do this anymore. And something told me.
He talked a little more normal than that. You're kind of over.
Okay, so I was about to say, like, all of his puppies wasn't barking?
Yeah, no, he was. No, he talked better. He was very aware.
He was very aware. He wasn't, yes. Okay. He was just weird.
Because I found out afterwards that my guy, he's like, he had some mental issues going on.
Okay.
So I said, put your mom on the phone. I didn't know anything. It was a mom. I just said, put your mom on the phone. And all of a sudden you hear, I'm sorry, Big D.
I have it right here.
You hear this noise and it's like, I'm like, and he's like, what's wrong? And finally I said, hey, put your mom. And I kind of got bold. I'm like, put your mom on the phone right now. And it's quiet and this is all we hear.
Okay, that's free. That's like Blair Witch.
And then hangs so up.
Creepy. And he hangs up.
Just that's exactly what aired on
the
air.
Is that the last communication you've ever had with him?
Last time.
Yep.
I'd be looking over my shoulder.
When he goes, I'm sorry, and hangs up, it was complete. We have dead air sensors.
Yeah.
I'm sure sensors are going off across the country with these radio stations because we didn't talk.
We just sat there going, what?
That's weird.
I had goosebumps on goosebumps.
Dude, I mean, it's straight out of a movie.
Now, did you look? Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. That sounds like something off Saw.
We use him at the end of every podcast.
On the closing jingle, whenever you hear it, you hear that voice at the end. And it's kind of our apology to everybody for listening to our podcast. Here you go.
The Weekly Podcast.
So for anybody who didn't know why we say I'm sorry at the end,
well, a lot of people don't realize that's from our
I've got a question for y'all, because y'all are pilots, right? Both of y'all are licensed, right? Yeah. I'm thinking about buying a helicopter and learning how to fly it. So
you're in the right area, because when you're on the Gulf Coast, there's a lot of PHI, there's a lot of catering and a lot of stuff going back and forth to rigs offshore. It's a great place to learn how to fly. You've got some of the best helicopter pilots on the planet there.
It's got to be really aware of because of the
heat. Be careful of airplanes.
Well, not so much that.
Man,
but
that was,
they
were under the tube. I mean, I will say that.
What happened there? Do you know expert opinions here?
From what I saw in the reports and everything.
What are we talking about?
The DC crash thing.
Oh, yeah.
She was under the tube. She was looking through the night vision, which, you know, it's like looking literally through a toilet paper tube.
Oh, yeah. I've worn them before.
Yeah, you have no peripheral vision.
No.
And
no depth perception.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think they were in the wrong place. They should not have been where they were. That is, I blame ATC, air traffic control, for allowing them to get right there in the approach of a runway. That's nuts. But it was just a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that should have never happened. And sadly, a lot of people lost their lives.
There's a lot of crazy things going on with airlines these days. Did you see my video where we was flying back in from Vegas?
Uh-uh.
We got invited out to Power Slap in UFC 313. I took my 14-year-old with me.
So great.
Oh, it's so awesome. Yo, I'm telling you, I had a blast at UFC. Power Slap, 10 times better. Loved it.
Really?
You may have to explain to Carson what that
please.
Is.
Yes, please.
So it's two guys or two girls, right? They're across like a...
They face off.
Yeah, they face off, and you slap the other one. You get three rounds. Right, for non-championship fights, five rounds for championship fights. Each round, each person gets to slap one time. You can't flinch before you get hit. You can't lean into it. And the person that's slapping has to keep both feet flat on the floor, so you really can't get your hips into it. But, yo.
Oh, yeah.
You need to watch some videos. It's crazy.
It's slapped into next week.
Yes.
Appreciate Crystal's like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Did you go, Chris?
No.
No, I took my 14-year-old. As was flying back from Vegas... We're going to into Fort Walton Beach, VPS, you know, Destin Fort Walton Beach Airport, that shares a runway with Eglin Air Force Base. It's a
terrible, terrible airport to land at.
I love that airport, though. Oh, it's so convenient for us.
It's literally right by our house.
The winds are so bad.
Sorry. Easy.
Sorry.
Yeah. You get all those winds.
Crystals over here.
I don't understand why.
Strike that.
First off, you got to, anyway, go ahead, tell your story.
Yeah, so we're coming in, and apparently there was bad weather in the area. You know, you're up in the plane, you leave Dallas, and you don't know there's bad weather in Florida, right? So we're going in, and I know we're on our final descent, right? And we're coming in, and all of a sudden we take back off, and I'm like, That's weird. I've never had that happen before. Of all the times that I've flown, we're going to do a wraparound, right? So he comes on.
It's called a go-around.
I know, but I love to call it a wraparound because it drives people like you crazy.
I call it a reach-around.
We're going to take it a wraparound.
We're doing a reach-around.
Right. So he comes on. He comes on the mic, right? The pilot does, and he says, hey, I couldn't find the runway.
I did see that video.
So we're gonna go around, right? And
was
I'm
it
thinking, well, it was very low ceiling, right? Okay. And it was bad weather. But I'm thinking to myself, I wish you'd have just kept that to yourself. You know, I can't find the runway, bro. That's not invoking a lot of confidence here, right? So he said, we're gonna do it again. So we come back in again, and then we take right back off. And he's like, yep, still can't find the runway. We're talking to ATC.
All right, so here's what he's doing.
Yeah.
So there's a federal FAA law or reg is that 200 feet. Once you go hunting for the runway, and if you don't find it within 200 feet, you can't hunt anymore.
Okay, but why can't he use an instrument to land?
He is using instruments.
Instruments are bringing him to it, but he can't. You have to get
visual
on it
within 200 feet. Now he can do what's called it's a Cat 2 or 3 approach, but those are really big airplanes. Those are like you weren't flying that one.
No,
you
were probably on the tin cam, bro.
Yeah. So they can't go below 200 feet. So it was pretty bad. I mean, 200 feet's low, really low.
That turned into a bad day for me.
Did you have to go somewhere else and land?
We went to New Orleans. We didn't go to Pensacola. We didn't go to Panama City. We didn't go to Mobile, Gulfport, nowhere close. We went to New Orleans, which is like 4.5 hours away, almost 5 hours away from where we live, right? So I'm thinking, you know, the night before, we took a 6 a.m. flight out of Vegas, right, which would have been 8 back home. So I just stayed up all night with my buddy Fred, and we shot videos all night. I've got a 5-minute drive to the house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No. I haven't slept in like 36, 48 hours. I'm dog tired and then have to drive from New Orleans to the house because they weren't going to get us out of there that night. Brian needed to get his butt back in school, next day. He's already missed 2 days.
For slap fights.
Slap Fest 4000.
Dude, he was a kid in a candy store. All the YouTubers and Theo Vaughn was there, Bert Kreischer, and Brian was like, yeah, I got to have pictures with all of them. Andrew Tate walks in, to the UFC fight, sits right in front of us, and Bryant's losing his mind. I'm like, yeah, we're not doing a video with this guy. There's too much going on there.
There's a lot of things.
Here you go, Carson, if you want to look. This is one of the slap fights, and this is how they face off. And that's it.
Oh, my gosh.
And your thoughts?
I mean, you say women do this too.
Yes.
So I can't even blame the testosterone.
Oh. There's this one woman. She's like brunette. She's a nice looking woman, right? But she does slap fight, and I'm like, and she's a beast.
But also, they have all this sponsorship stuff on, so they're making money. And I go, all right, hold on. Now, like, the wheels are turning. I go, well.
Would you get slapped?
I mean, everybody's got a
Crystal,
price.
Would you do it? Hey,
I learned that from Ted DiBiase.
We could square off right now.
No.
I'll put 20 in.
No, sir.
I'll put 20 in.
I'm setting up for the lady slap fight here.
I mean, I can't imagine what that does to your brain. There's no way you can find your car where you parked afterwards.
No, right. Not at all.
This one's in a sports bra and shorts. The other one is basically in a robe. Like, I don't think your clothing matters.
No,
like,
what
it looks like
not
she's
at all.
Ready to
she's
go play
this
soccer.
Tight bun.
Leave it to a woman to dissect what the apparel here. You know?
That's right. Yeah.
Look at that.
It's like they're getting ready to shot put.
Yeah.
God. That didn't look that hard.
She
didn't look like she went in that
it.
Hard. I feel like
she
I
took it.
Carson,
I
this could be
hers.
This could be your new thing.
So Dana White owns that.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he bought it, so he owns that and UFC, right? So it's kind of cool because they do that. You know,
we're watching in slow-mo.
They do that the night before. They do UFC fights, which is cool because it brings. Crowd in.
It's a little circus before the.
Really, the same crowd.
I mean, it's no different.
Yeah. I was talking. You remember Tim Sylvia? That fought in the UFC.
Yeah.
So I was talking to him the other night on the phone, and he does the slap thing now, right? But he doesn't do power slap. And I was like, dude, would you not rather? I would rather, in my mind, I'd rather get punched with a closed fist than slap open handed. And he's like, oh no, dude, getting slapped's way easier.
Well, he would know.
That's a different breed of person, though.
Yeah. I would rather neither.
I would think that too. I think. A slap would be easier. Yeah, because it's distribution.
Slap, it burns, it stings, it rings. You get punched and, you know, it just is what it is. It just hurts in that generalized area.
Blunt instrument.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So do you think the TikTok thing and whatever the danger world company that you, whatever this is, does this continue forever?
For as long as I can do it.
Yeah. I remember talking to you when we thought TikTok was going to go away, and you're kind of like, I mean, your dumb video actually got me a little teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, man, I know it's dumb and all, but you know, you get to know people, and it's a connection. And that's
next
why
thing
people,
you know, you show up at their house.
That's why. Yeah. That's why. I was going to. I didn't have any gas money.
Y'all, all three of y'all can come by anytime. Garrett, you're invited too. I don't really show this side of me in videos, but I'm a very sentimental person. Like, I don't like to look back at old pictures and stuff, right? So doing those kind of editing.
Chris is like, no, he's a baby.
Doing the, she's like, oh, look at this for 5. I'm like, I don't want to see it. You know, and I, maybe one day, if I'm laying on my deathbed, I'll be like, show me all the memories, you know, but I don't want to see them right now.
That's when you pull out the pictures that you're tagged in on Facebook with the kids and
But, you know, if it goes away, like I told y'all when y'all called me that one day, if it goes away, it goes away. There's nothing I can do about it, so I'm not going to worry about it. Mm-hmm. I would hate to see it go.
I think it's something that you have a brand and you can, are you vaping?
No. It's my albuterol. I have asthma.
Oh, okay. Well,
did that work? Did that excuse work?
And I don't know. That was weird. I was because you were talking, and I was just like, "Is that smoke?"
I did the same thing. I looked over and I go, "Is there smoke?"
Oh, this is like how people
icons don't ask. Icons tell.
Do you ever see that video? No. Do you even know what he's talking about?
No.
Oh God. So,
Bo Cephas came in one day. It's Hank Jr. They're like, you know, he runs on his own, you know, rules. Mm-hmm. So the management walks in. They said, "Hey, look, Hank is going to want to." Smoke a cigar in here. Is that okay? We're like, yeah. Totally.
No, we're not going to tell him no.
Yeah, for anyone else, we would have said.
Yeah, it's Hank Williams Jr. Of course, if he wants to come in here and smoke 10 cigars, go for it.
Yeah.
So he came in and he lights it up, and D makes a comment about it. And he goes, something about, you know, just lighting up. And he goes, icons don't ask, icons tell.
And he's got a hat on and it's blinged and it says icon.
Really?
On it, yes. And we're just like, oh. And it was a little, we've done a lot of interviews. It was an awkward one.
Was it really?
The first, like, because he was kind of combative. He was kind of in his character.
He came from another, so he was doing the media rounds, and he came from another show.
Yeah.
And they were idiots, and he was
he didn't like
very, he hated them. And, like, they warned us. They're like, he's in a bad mood. And, you know, so we're like, oh, great. Awesome. So he comes in and he's full of attitude, you know, and he just, he warmed up. He really did. Like, it was great.
It took him, I mean, he's telling great stories about, he's like, you know,
I used to live
down the road. He used to live down Hillsborough Road and, or what is that?
Franklin Road.
And he's talking about when his dad passed away, he would, all these people would come by the house.
For years after.
Elvis, you know, just you name it, everyone came by.
He said I would come home from school and Ray Charles would be sitting there at the piano playing music for Miss Audrey, mom. And,
isn't that crazy? Yeah.
That's crazy.
And
could you imagine that childhood?
And here's the other thing. No. And I was like, well, that's the same road that George Jones took his lawnmower. Mm-hmm. So across 8th Avenue over there, you'll see the mural.
Yep.
Of him, of that's George Jones on his thing. That's the liquor store he went to.
That's wild.
That's the one. It's still there today. And he would, you know, drive his lawnmower down there and get more booze.
What's the most awkward interview y'all have ever done with like a mainstream name?
I'll still go back to that one because we're in the middle. We're on the air. We're doing the show. It's not like a podcast where you can long form step away and, you know, we keep going with the conversation. We're doing the show. So we're on these time limits. And in the middle of the interview, he gets a phone call. And instead of, you know, hitting it and, you know, going to voicemail, he gets up, walks over to the side, and he's like, yeah, uh-huh. And he's just goes into this full on conversation on the phone. We're like, well,
sit right over in that corner.
Well, we
wait for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then takes a 2-minute phone call and comes back. And he's like, well, okay.
Now, I will say at the end, when we took did the interview, and it ended up really, it's pretty long, but it ended up really well. And we're taking a picture at the end, and he goes, I like this. We got three icons in here. And I was just kind of like, well, that's kind of a nice little, you know, peace offering, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's when I kind of really felt that was really him. And then you hear other stories, and I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe well, the other said, one was. And his management said that the whole way after they left, he goes, that's how radio ought to be. Blah, 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 blah. So we were like, good. Okay.
It made
so
us
he,
feel
he
good.
Enjoyed being here.
Maybe put us on the docket first in the day instead of, you know, second or third.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's, I don't know. You get a lot of, would you ever do like, I don't know, the, I don't know. I guess you kind of already do. You don't do like interview those stuff, do you?
Yeah.
Are you doing?
Yeah. I'm fixing to start a podcast.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to compete with y'all or anything, you know.
We would love it.
There's enough pie to go around for everybody, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm very good at interviewing.
I would think you know? Would. Yeah, would be very good.
I'm a conversationalist.
Yeah.
When the camera's on, if the camera's not on, I'm pretty quiet.
He is.
Very quiet.
Yeah. I feel that I'm the same way.
I'm
too.
Just in my head all the time. You know, there's a million different things floating around in there.
Yeah, you fire really fast.
Yeah.
Your brain's really like da 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 da. And then you can't remember your kids' birthdays.
Right. Yes. I have to always take care. What year was that?
There's no greater fear that, watch, Crystal, I bet you don't send him to Walgreens to get any of the kids' prescriptions because he doesn't know their birthdays.
Correct. I do not.
That's big D, too.
The first time that happened, I didn't know they asked that. I thought you just pull up, and I was going to get my driver's license and go like, hey, I'm the guy giving my stuff.
I feel like Charlie Daniels. Was it 25 or 26?
And I get up there like, all right, and what's the date of birth? Mine?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, for name of my son. I'm like,
I remember the day and the month. How am I supposed to remember the year?
I don't remember
the day and the.
Well, I have to, because all of mine are 2 years apart, so I go, okay, where did I start? All right, okay, I've got the years.
You can remember the date, though?
I have it all, yeah. Dude, really? I know their social security numbers
no
now.
No way.
I do.
Gay!
I don't even know that.
you see when Shane Gillis was with Rogan, and they're talking about, he was like, and Joe is like, I kind of like chicks that kind of like the bodybuilding chicks. You know, they're kind of
right.
Like big and kind of like,
yeah.
Brr. And Shane goes, you're close, man. You're real close.
That's the best kind of joke, too. Like, you don't got to say it. Like, everybody knows what you're saying.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Crystal, are you, are you just going to keep teaching and keep the family afloat?
I think so. I mean, I really love my job.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll also say there's something to having a sense of worth,
yeah.
You know, where you're going and you're making a difference. You're doing things. You're helping these kids. You know, right. You're setting them on towards life. And, yeah, there's something to being needed that is very important for all people, no matter what it is, especially like because I see it like with people like my dad. Once he got to retirement, I mean, he was great as long as he had golf. But once his health declined and he couldn't play golf, man, I can tell a difference.
Once he sat down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once he sat down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once you sat down, it's over with.
What's the saying? Keep moving. Never let the old man in or whatever it is.
Toby Keith, God rest his soul.
Golly, watching
God
that.
God rest him, man.
It was at the Opry.
Yeah, we was there.
That. You were there that night?
Yeah, we were there. We got invited to go to the People's Choice Awards.
Oh, wow.
So we were sitting like third row with him doing it. And I'm telling you, there wasn't a dry in the place because everybody knew what was coming.
I tell you another a good one. I know you don't do great with sentimental stuff, but when George Jones died and they had that special at the Opry, and Vince Gill sings Gill Rest High, and you look at the front row-ish, it's like the first, like it's really like 8 or 10 rows the camera shows, and there's Garth, Trisha, just name all these people that aren't necessarily artists, but are like big wigs and the labels and all that kind of stuff, management. And immediately Garth stands up and hats off and just reverent.
Well, Vince Gill had to, who was on stage with him that had to finish that chorus?
During that performance?
Yeah. Yeah. He got choked up and somebody had to finish the chorus. If I'm thinking of the right thing.
I don't remember.
I forget who was on stage with him. Maybe Alison Krauss?
God, Vince and Alison sing, and that's unbelievable. You know, she's she married to him? Paige, the guy.
Patty Loveless is who it was.
Patty Loveless.
Patty Loveless. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Same part of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's married to the guy from the rock guy, Coverdale and Page. No. What's his name?
Do you mean Robert Plant?
Robert Plant.
And she, no.
No, they're not?
No.
Oh. I'm about to sound stupid. Who?
What?
Lead singer of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Robert Plant and Alison Krauss collaborate quite frequently.
Yeah. No, they're dating, I thought. No.
Maybe once, but I would put like $5 if you want to put that on your betting app.
I really thought they were
not together.
Do you know what the titles of Led Zeppelin's first four albums were?
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
It's good. And how many followers you have?
9 million.
Am I wrong? Are you Googling?
Well, 20 million total.
A lot.
You put them all together, is it 20 million?
Yeah.
You can get on your whatever and say, I think you did it before. Hey, I need some kind of part or something it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll have five of them.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. There's like the reach is insane to me.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, it's a new world, man.
Somebody told me this, like, oh, you can't find a windshield for a cornet. I was like, the hell I can't. I can find it in 5 minutes. Hold on. Yep. I shot one video and we had it within 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, I have searched all over. I'm like, we finding that cornet windshield.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was for the Dukes Hazzard police car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have that.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Me and my buddy bought it together, right? We kind of went 50-50 on it. And then it's staying at his place. I don't have the garage space for it.
He does not.
Crystal's giving me lots of business. She's giving me really weird side eye.
You need to buy
eye.
A warehouse.
She's like,
he has too many things to drive already, so he doesn't.
Crystal, no. I'm sorry. I don't know. What's the hand thing if you need trouble, if you're in trouble? Yeah. Are you doing it right now?
Blink twice.
I found an 18 van. I want an 18 van to pull the general.
To pull it?
Yeah.
As for a trailer in it?
Yeah.
Why don't you drive it? Just a lot of what do you have it? What's the engine you have?
It's got a 440 in it right now.
But you're dropping that out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually the 440 is gonna stay in it through the summer.
Okay.
And then we're gonna put a Hellcat in it.
Wow. Yeah.
What is that? 725 horses?
Not when I'm done with it.
Oh. Oh.
We're gonna try to put it over 900. But that 440, will sling it around now.
Dude, it's so fun. Yeah. When I wanted to buy, my buddy and I used to watch Meekum Auto Auctions all the time. Mm-hmm. And I would go to the house and we'd just sit out on his patio and just watch it outside. And
I've always wanted to go to one of them.
Oh, I've been to like four of them.
I'd be in trouble if I went.
Oh,
I'd
God,
did.
It's so
I'd
fun, did. Though. It's so fun.
I would. I see
Crystal clamming up. She's like, no.
That's the type of autism I have. I'm bidding if I go to an auction.
Dude, we should go. Man, we should all go. Yeah. The three of us, we should
Let's
all go.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Let's go to Vegas. Y'all don't want to go to Vegas with me.
I don't. Oh, they it's do. Fun. They have a good one in Indianapolis.
Nah, the hell with that. Let's go to Vegas.
I mean, they have booze in Indy. I don't. Yeah. But you can go and look at all these cars before they get on. So they're like all parked, like in storage. Yeah. And so people just walking around. It's like a gigantic car show of like the coolest, weirdest stuff.
You do the footwork. Give me the dates, and we'll go together.
It's
all three
so
of
fun.
Us.
Anyway, I wanted
three best friends that anyone have.
And so I was looking. I was like, man, I love the '69 Camaro.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I love that.
We've got
that
one down there. It's in a shop. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's got custom body panels, like the fenders are flare. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, kind of that mean
thing. Like, yeah, I'll send you a picture of it. Yes, it's wild. Okay.
So I went to this like consignment place here in town, south of Nashville, and I was like, hey, I want to look at this '69 Camaro. He goes, what's I can pull it around for you to drive. He goes, it's a stick. I go, okay. I was offended.
Yeah.
He goes, you know how to drive a stick?
Oh, my Lord.
I looked at him, I go,
bro,
look at me. Do I look like a guy who doesn't know how to drive a stick? And he was like, okay.
They don't call me Big D for nothing.
And then he comes around, I'm like, oh, my God, do I remember how to drive a stick? And so I get in, and I immediately know this is not fitting me. Like physically, I do not fit in this car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I drove it around, it was fine. I was just, he's like, you want to drive it more? I'm like, nah, I'm good. It's like this. It's like, in fact, when I got out of the car, you know, I turned my in the seat to get out. So, you know, I'm not like half, you know, my legs all whatever. And my side fat turned the steering wheel.
You're like, ah, can't do this. Not,
so that's when I went to a full. So I went to a Chevelle.
Yeah, you got to get 70 Chevelle. You got to get a big body. Yeah, big
and,
body.
And they still had to put the seat back. I had to put. Yeah. I had to get spacious 3 inches back to put it back for the seat.
You ride. Lean back like the brothers do.
No. It's just, I just
long
need,
body.
I just need all that space.
And he's got those. What's your reach?
I don't know.
He's got the longest arms, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you you like that? You like a guy with long arms?
I love a guy with good long arms.
You know what I was just telling the boys the other night? You know, you ever heard of Rascal Flatts?
I've heard of. Hey, here. I've got it with me. Hold on. So, did you see the video where I took?
I don't know what you're about to do.
Yeah, it's in my cargo pocket, and it's. I'm gonna set it up before I pull it out. See, I don't think I'm weird, right? I'm taking a piece of Gary with me everywhere, right? So, you know, they're performing Thursday night.
Yeah, for
over in Huntsville.
Okay.
Right, for the Rascal Flatts tour, right? So they're going to be in Huntsville Thursday night, and we're going to it.
You say right off for a lot of things I don't know.
Right.
Yes.
So Gary's like, I'm pulling you up on stage. Be ready, right? So I don't know if you remember, about a year ago, I stole his CMT award.
I remember that.
Right? Yeah. So, and I still have it. I have not gave it back to him yet, right? But when he pulls me up on stage, I'm going to tell him, listen, did you know that you can actually wear the buckle, right? And I didn't want to leave it in the hotel room, so I have taken it with me, because if that comes up missing, I'm in trouble.
Is that the CMT buckle?
Yeah, from 05.
From 05.
Yes. Can I see it?
Yeah.
It actually, you can wear it?
Apparently.
That's kind of great. Unplugged.
Why didn't you hand it to your wife and then she can hand it to me?
I don't know.
What a weirdo.
He's got trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
Not, it's 2005. CMT 2005 is the best.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that the buckle comes out of the center of it? So it's like a big buckle for the thing. And then that is just, it goes in the center. And then if you take it out, it just says, you know, buckle is on buckle's on display somewhere else or something like that, right?
Huh. It's on this one you can pull?
No, that on goes on the on big, the so it's like a big thing. Trophy plaque.
Yeah. Oh,
looks like a
gotcha.
Big buckle. And that's the centerpiece, and you can pull it off and actually make a belt buckle out of it.
Well, that's pretty great.
So I don't even know if Joe, Don, and Jay know that I have their
CMT. Do you know them very well?
Joe, Don, and Jay?
Yeah.
No, never met them.
You've never met them?
No.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, but since I've been friends with Gary, like, they've kind of been on the outs a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They recently just got back together.
I'm glad they got back together, by
me
the
too.
Way.
Yeah. Me too.
Crystal, do you like country music?
Oh, yeah. All I listen to.
Who's your guy?
Who do I like to listen to?
Riley Green.
I do like me that Zach Top and those rosy cheeks.
I really do like Zach Top. I really do.
Those tight jeans of Zach Top.
Sometimes he feels like he's just singing to me.
You know what? She just said,
I do like Morgan Wallen, of course, and Luke Combs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you met them?
Luke Bryan. We did meet Luke Combs.
You know, my first cousin plays for Luke Combs. He Dustin Nunley.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met Luke in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Charlotte.
Yeah. I think this past summer or summer before. Yeah.
Would you ever do a TikTok thing for you? Like a
No.
You really kind of don't like it, do you?
I mean, I just
put up with it.
I don't even really get on there and scroll, honestly.
You don't?
I don't.
You don't, not even a.
There's a few pages that I like to look at, and that's basically what I look at.
You know, guys send him pictures. I'm just saying.
I see.
I know.
Yeah.
I just don't. But like people.
You might get Zach Cobb sending you some pictures.
But anytime he gets me to be on a video, then I get all these other followers, and I'm like, you're not going to see anything on my page because I don't post anything.
Right. Well, can I give you a little backstory on how everything went down when I first blew up? Huh. So I had an account that had 600,000 followers, right, from just doing the jokes, right? And then when I had this idea for the, you know, the interrupting and the fun fact, the account started blowing up. Well, the account got taken down. It got reported, right? So I lost my account. Luckily, I had made her an account, right? And it had like 3,000 followers on it. So I jumped on it and just started posting like crazy. And then 30 days later, that account had 3 million followers, which is my main account now, right? So there's a method to the madness. It's not really her account. You know, it's me in case shit goes down. You know?
I'm a prepper, baby. Right.
That is my bunker and my canned fruit.
You know, water keep, but you got to keep on top of it. Now you can't just let it sit there.
Have you seen those videos of that girl? It's called Fallout something, but she's opening up cans from like, you know.
Oh, old stuff?
Yeah, and she's cooking the steaks and eating them.
I would totally do that. I don't have a problem with old. I look at canned goods and I'm like, man, I see what they do. I watched, what's his name, on The Walking Dead sit there and eat the pudding one day. Carl. Yeah. Carl sat there eating the pudding. I'm like, you know what? He looks so happy.
I couldn't do it.
They were only like 2 years into the apocalypse, though. You know, you got to give it another decade to really test out.
That's the show I couldn't get into.
I couldn't either.
There was another one. Eating History was another show.
So fun.
Never seen that.
That's a guy who he does recipes from like the 1700s.
No, he doesn't do the recipes. They actually get like, here's some hardtack that's been in a box at somebody's house from the Civil War. And then they eat
whatever
it is.
That's how you get the bubonic plague.
Yeah, like I watched them eat like some little rations from World War I.
No, thank you.
And they did it. They ate it. And they're like, oh, no, thank you. Actually not bad.
Mm-mm. They didn't have the same standards. They didn't have the FDA.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So you can make that smoke come out your nose, too? Does that feel weirder?
No. God, you don't vape?
No, I've never done it. Do you Zen? Do you do Zens?
If I can't vape, like if you'd have got on to me too hard, I'd just bust that out.
Man, I feel like I would like it. I feel like it would.
I do.
Did you feel when you did Zens, did it like...
I used to smoke a lot. I used to smoke.
Okay. So it helps get the cravings?
Yeah. I don't smoke anymore.
Yeah, that's good.
But now I probably take in way more nicotine than I used to.
But I thought they said nicotine's not terrible for you.
Everything gives you cancer.
It depends upon who you talk to. Because, I know exactly, I've seen those things where like, no, nicotine is really good
Tucker
for your brain.
Like,
it's really
like,
good for this.
Dude, it raises your test way high and you're going to, there's no, I'm just like.
Oh, it does. I need that.
You got low T?
I don't know. I was just making a joke. I don't know. Things work.
In every joke, there's a little bit of truth. I'm just saying.
Do you have low T? Do you take shots?
I never have. I probably do. I use Adderall to keep me going. You know what I'm saying?
Golly, what do you not do? You're close to Jelly Roll.
Dude, like, could you imagine me not on Adderall, though?
Yeah, you would
I'd be out in left field. Yeah.
You'd
I'm
be
like
driving to Jelly's house.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I went too far. I'm sorry. I know that now.
Jelly. Every time I'm with him, he's like, "Normally, you want to smoke?" And I'm like, "Hell no, dude. No, I'm good."
There's no telling. I like.
No, I thank you.
Between him,
unless
and,
I was still in the military, right. Still am. We're not doing
between.
That.
I got you now.
Yeah.
Between him and Ernest,
Ern.
Woo.
I sent to Ern a text one time, and I was smoking. He lives like literally like 2 miles from my, not even, maybe a mile. And I sent him a picture. I was smoking some meats, and I was thinking like maybe the smell or something.
Like barbecue smoking.
Yeah, like smoking, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I said, hey, I'm smoking a pork shoulder or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm smoking a gorilla thumb. And he sends me it looks like he's been maced. His eyes are like... And he's just like,
Dude, I love Ern. I'm telling you, he's one of the funniest country music artists there is.
You know, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but he is a good baseball player.
Is he?
Yes.
I didn't know we had that in common.
He's the only one that struck out, help me out, Bob.
I forget who it was.
From here, was from here. Mookie Betts.
Really?
In high school, yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know Mookie was from here.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to high school right up the road, literally right up the road.
That's wild.
But he was like, yeah, I'm the only one to ever strike him out. And we're like, no, you're not.
I'm telling you, if
he's
his,
like, yes, I am.
If his singing or writing career ever goes anywhere, Ern could be a stand-up comic.
He's so
easily.
Funny.
Easy.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Hilarious.
A lot of those guys are funny. And then there's some who like think they're funny. They're not.
Yeah.
I'm the funniest guy you know.
Yeah. Dude, it's good to see you guys. Crystal, what do you think? Would you do this again? Are you going to hop on his podcast?
You know he's going to make you get on his.
Probably. He probably will.
It's good. It's a good yin
Unless
and yang.
Unless he fusses too much.
Yin and yang. When are you going to start your podcast?
We're in talks right now. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
You're in talks?
Yeah. I'll tell you off air.
All right. You're in talks.
Yeah, I've got my people handling
this. Oh, jeez. You're in talks. Yeah. Go to Best Buy. Get a microphone. Do it like everyone else.
He set it up going, I mean, I'm not going to try to compete with y'all. I don't think we've ever been in a talk.
And then can't tell us.
Right, Ralph.
I'll tell you off the air.
Doing a podcast, though, is so easy for y'all because y'all have already got set up here from the show.
Right.
So it's like you just sat in the same spot and then just switch tapes, basically, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, really, that's how.
Yes.
See, with me, I'm having to go into talks of like, you know, I need a co-host, right? I need somebody to bounce. I can't sit there and just talk to a mic the whole time. I can't do that.
I wanted to do a podcast, and do you remember my podcast where I wanted to do it where you just go into a men's room and you sit in one of the stalls, and then you talk to the people next to you, and you have conversations? I'm like, you know the fun stuff you can get?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, you're going to get something.
That would be awesome. Oh, you're going to get something. Maybe get pink eye, but you're getting something, you know?
See, why do you need a? You don't need a co-host.
Well, no, because he set the joke up. Oh. I gotta have that guy.
Oh,
I feel like an idiot if I set.
So you have
jokes
to get
up.
Somebody who is there.
Yeah.
Or are they gonna like satellite it or whatever in?
No, are they gonna fly in?
They're gonna fly in to do your dumb podcast.
This dude's got money. We're good.
That's not the point. Like he has to get out of his house, go in his car. Do you have a private jet?
No.
Go to the airport.
Maybe if everything goes well, we will. You know,
everything. And then
if you
fly
guys start
in,
slapping on the podcast, yeah, you can get the endorsements. Yeah.
To do your podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll explain it after we get off. It'll make sense when I explain it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's already used to flying for a podcast.
Okay. So.
Oh.
All right.
We want to be in talks.
Clues.
Anybody wants to be in talks, let us know.
I don't. I do not.
Yeah. It is so nice. Like the way our setup is, I mean, we don't have a boss. You know, it's all on us. There's five of us here, and we just all, everybody knows what to expect, what to do, whatever.
I mean, I don't know if you knew, Big D and Bubba are the employees of the month.
Did you know that?
We shouldn't have been.
It's
and
definitely
you know
not Garrett because he don't pay attention.
He was last month.
Really?
Yeah.
He really fell off. He was the inaugural.
Yeah, he's really fell off.
We started doing Employee of the Month, and then immediately after Garrett wins the first month, they go ahead and vote us. And I got really bummed, and I'm going to say it again. I don't think it's cool that we are the employees of the month.
All right. You guys are going into the Country Radio Hall of Fame.
So
it happened the same month. You had to be employees of the month.
And then Schaefer, you guys are nominated for an ACM, which means you'll win next month, too.
Yeah.
We'll have to vote you in for that.
Right.
Keep this rolling.
And the actual ceremony is in July, so we're going to vote for you in July, too.
So Garrett,
y'all are getting in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's cool as hell.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'll never be in a Hall of Fame ever. That's awesome, though.
We have our stall of fame over there in the bathroom. Yeah, right.
That should be the name of the podcast, Stall of Fame.
Well, you could take it.
I'm not doing it in the bathroom. Yeah. I don't do smells.
Couldn't that be your bathroom podcast?
No, I have a name for it. Saying, I have a theme for it and everything.
Go ahead, play it.
Oh, all right. Well, hold on. Give me a second.
So, Bubba,
he's already got a theme for a podcast that don't exist.
Dude, Crystal, I wanted to do this.
Bubba comes into me and he's like, I got it. What? I have the podcast idea. All right. I even have when he was playing around with the Apple Music something or other,
GarageBand.
And he's like, I already got a theme song. I'm like, you did the theme song? I did the theme song. I said, okay, well, let's hear the theme song first. He goes, okay.
And
I need to stall more.
No, let's see. Let's just hit play.
I like the accordion.
So, Tariq, you want to go, okay, welcome to the Poopin' Podcast. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it just kind of fades out and then whatever.
Hall of Fame.
Where we talk shit for 1 hour.
That's all the puns all the time. It would have been great.
Shittiest podcast you'll ever listen to.
We stink, but we're here. You can do all kinds of it. We're not number one, but we are number two.
Yeah.
There's a bunch you could do with that.
I love it. I do love it.
Well, let us know when you get your talks happen with the peoples and stuff.
And we can cross-pollinate the podcast.
Yeah, we'd love to come on and do a thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Do we have to fly in?
I'm not flying. I'm not.
What time do y'all have to get up in the mornings?
Early. I get up. Well, it varies. With the time change, it kind of threw me a little bit. I'm by 4:15, 4:05. Like, I'm kind of like, I also don't use an alarm.
Which is weird. Huh.
I don't use
an alarm.
Yeah,
he doesn't use an alarm.
Yeah, I'll wake. But I also go to bed at like 6 o'clock.
Bro, I would never, ever be on time for anything if there wasn't a lot. How do you do that?
Didn't hear him. He just said, I go to sleep.
I go to bed. Like,
he does. Wheel of Fortune is done. D's done.
At 6:30. It ends at 7. It depends. If there's sports going on, I like to go out and watch games and stuff like that. But
you never set an alarm?
Mm-mm. No, no.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I don't know how people like that operate.
And he's rarely late. I, however, on the other hand, am always late, and I have 15 alarms.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me.
But, that dude, I got a CPAP a few years ago, it changed my life.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize how I was waking up 35, 40 times a night.
Really? You got to pee that bad?
Wow. No, just waking up. Like, no. I'm just trying to breathe.
Really?
Like 30, 40 times a night, I'm fighting for my life. Or just really bad snoring.
You wear the nose one?
Yeah, the nose pillows.
So you look like Bane.
Yeah, it looks very Bane-y.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that. I like that.
Like if Bane let himself go.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the guys who stop taking roids. Right.
Have you seen Ronnie Coleman lately?
No.
Is he back in it?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he got fat.
No, like he is like, Google it real quick.
Okay.
Like, you remember what Ronnie Coleman used to look
like?
Yes. Well, you know, he's got a really, really bad back.
Yeah. Horrible. Horrible. Like, it's not his fault. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Back in the day when he was a cop in Texas.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Oh, and they show him in the locker room or whatever, and he's changing out.
It's sad, ain't it?
I don't want to see it.
He just looks like an old man. I mean, that's
Ronnie,
really.
How do you do that? Ronnie Coleman.
Just Ronnie Coleman 20. Today is what I did. And. He just looks like an old man.
I get it. Yes.
He still looks like an old man.
Mr. Olympia.
I know.
That's where your mind always goes.
But he's, you know, he's only 5'11"? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Well, 5'11 is taller than me, so he would be very intimidating.
60 years old. He looks like he's 80.
Yeah.
But, I mean, dude, think of all the stuff they put in their body.
Well, 60 years old for somebody that's used roids that long? Like old.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I really thought he was 80. Like, by looking at the pictures, mm-hmm. I was thinking 80. When you said 60 just now, I was like, oof.
Apparently, he's got a big thing where he's going to try and walk again this year.
Oh, like, he can't walk at all?
Mm-mm.
His back's that bad?
Yeah, he has to have, like, those kind of looks like Forrest Gump, the braces on the arm.
Oh, it looks like he has cerebral palsy or something?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Like
My cousin
legs.
Used to use those.
The ones that kind of go around your
arms.
She
might still use them. Yeah, it's like the little braces.
Yeah. And, but I don't think there's any, like when you get to like, this is kind of guy land, I guess, but I don't think there's anyone better than him. Who's the other, who's the blonde guy out in Vegas? The spiky hair guy. He was like a three
time. The chef?
He's like three times winner.
I remember this guy's
name. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri?
Kinda. He kind of does. Yeah. Kind of weird.
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's had 13 surgeries because of his hip and back issues, and they're saying he is en route to walking again.
Wow. Yeah. They're like doing this whole
13 back surgeries? Yeah. That sounds like my dad. How many have you had?
Oh, I forget your parents. 13?
Not that many.
Yeah, 13. My dad's had 13 back surgeries too. Yeah. His back looks like he's bionic. If you see like the MRIs, it's wild.
Wow. Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler, yeah.
Remember Dorian Yates?
Yep.
Looking at all that stuff. Phil Heath was a big one too.
Yeah, Phil Heath.
He was huge.
I never got into that. I only knew Ronnie Coleman because when we first started, you used to watch all those videos and, you know, stuff. And I never
it's
knew.
It's just wild how they can like build the bodies that big.
No, it's crazy looking.
But, you know, when somebody said that if you look at them, and you take the body out, you lay a piece of paper over it, and it looks like, with their traps and everything, it looks like a smaller man inside of a bigger body suit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Google it now. Google bodybuilder. Okay. You can't unsee it when you see it. It's wild.
Just bodybuilder what?
Yeah, just type in bodybuilder. And then look. All of them look like a little man inside of a big muscle suit.
So if you take their
head. Yeah, because.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's weird.
It looks like a normal person's shoulders is their traps. So it looks like a small person inside of a muscle suit.
A meat suit.
That's the strangest thing. Now I'm never going to unsee that. It really does. They're traps coming
that for
off.
You. You're welcome.
So the beginning of the podcast is it's AI generated. Bubba had this thing set up to where it randomly creates a podcast opener song, and we never know what the
style,
genre.
That's why we had the folksy one today.
Yeah, that's the first time we ever heard it. Yeah, yeah. It just randomly does it. So I'd never heard that before.
That's
but
wild.
The ending is always the same.
It's always the same because it's awesome.
It's our way of saying,
get the hell out of here.
Justin Danger Nunley
was a podcast.
Crystal, I'm more dangerous Nunley.
More sense.
I can't wait to hear that.
I'm sorry. Oh, it's coming. Here it comes. Regular show on the radio
every day. It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, you started all over again?
Yeah, because I bunt. Yeah.
Take it from the top, boys. Take it from our same as first.
Wouldn't this be great if this is our joke we do to guests?
Yeah, just
and we just keep playing, and they won't leave because they know
it's like the pork chop.
Man.
Did you hit it again?
It's like the pork chop song.
Hey, thanks to Justin Danger Nunley and Crystal.
This is why we're not in talks.
But now it's over. But that's okay,
because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly.
Boy, it really
podcast.
Took the air out of it, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a little bit.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly podcast.
So you're telling me if I interrupt it right now, you're going to have to start it over again?
Please don't, Justin. Stop it. The Big D and please. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
There it is.
I'm sorry.
God bless you, Brian, wherever you are. I'm gonna give Brian your number so he can send you text messages.
Please don't.